But yeah.
Oh, really?
I need more audio.
Okay, this is Ozan for the record. The recording has started for the EXCO meeting.
Thank you very much, Ozan. This is Bruna Santos for the record. We're starting now the NCCC meeting. In the room, we have the whole NCCC. We have Michael, Elsa, myself, Ines, and Luis, and our former chair, and Rafik. Rafik is also in the room. We also have we had Olga, and I guess we can move on to the agenda items right now, just so we can develop this discussion. Renata, do you want to do any opening words or remarks?
Yeah, I guess my audio is fine back again.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Renata, there's no echo this time. Okay. So we discussed previously membership engagement, but we have some topics as well that relate to this. So a few of those topics are how the EC can help on this, can help on engaging our members and continuing our actions. So, for instance, I put the agenda shared between our EFs because we could probably discuss your thoughts until Icon 61, your experiences, what have you dealt with so far in terms of member engagement and governance tasks, your plans to Icon 62 and for the rest of this year. So can I start with that? So basically, this is your meeting. I would be very happy to listen to your ideas. And our members also, of course, can chime in at any time. Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you, Renata. This is Bruna again. So I am suggesting that we do a round of initial remarks by each of the EC members, and then we can move back to the membership affairs discussion, because this is something that is not yet quite clear to us. So should we do this first round of talks on EJC?
This is Ines Hafaid for the record. I'll go for topics for Africa. Okay. So in 2018, we're aiming at working with Arsène Tongali on from the GNSO, and also Rafik. Rafik, are you ready for the work? On policy work, but because this is the question I receive the most from Africa members on how to become more engaged on policy making. Number two is that we developed a proposal, we have the NCC radio with Tato, with Isaac Hauteng, that we're going to develop and seek funding from outside sponsors for the time being. We hope we can make this happen, especially from the technical side of it. Number three is building bridges and encouraging active participation in AFRINIC, AFRISIG, and MIACSIG. So for AFRINIC, our first chance will be beginning of April, in the Africa Internet Summit, and with Africa's AfriSIG as well. MIACSIG will be in summer in August, so we'll have. So I am in the steering committee, so I'll make sure to share this on the Africa list. Number four. So I talked about NC. And for the time being, what is good that we have good participation on different fora, African fora, and also in NCUC. So we have the chair of policy committee is from Africa, Rafik. Member of the policy committee, we have Farrell. Finance committee, we have Tato from Africa as well. We have the public comment pen holder, Liz. We have also from the GNSO, we have Arsene. So far, I think Africa members are trying their best to be more active in NCUC and different fora. And we're looking forward to working more on this. And yeah, that's all I have for me, and I'll have to run right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Inez. Renata here. I just, well, thank you for your engagement of African members and the work that Kofi, Christine have been doing, the Lady Tato. And I'll focus on something really important. We have our policy course tomorrow. And we have participants which are NCC members and who are very much looking into engaging more. So I'll ask Inez to book a meeting with Caleb to talk about NCC and policy work. Of course, I know your time is very limited since you are with many, many tasks. But I guess you can really use your guidance and any bridge you can build with our veterans would be great as well. He's an eager NCC Africa meeting who wrote about engaging more of NCC. So that would be, I think, a member that you can already map out his interests and spaces that could be. Yeah, so this is, so for now, Peter, you are always following our activities too. You know that you can reach out to me. And yeah, these are my suggestions for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Renata. This is Inez. So I'll be meeting Caleb and Varsha today from Africa. So I'll tell them about the policy course again. And also, I was wondering if there was one other slot on the policy course, because I saw GZ Kabir, he came. So do we have another slot for him? Do you think so?
Well, now our hands are tied. We have a conversation we already have with ICANN staff regarding our policy course slots. So, yeah, I tried, but we have to stick with the 12 names that we sent before. And he was the 13th name because he sent a late application. So we couldn't really integrate. But remember, anyone can follow policy course online and follow the activities and receive a certificate. So, yeah, unfortunately, because the budget, the procurement, this is all set by the additional budget request is set by ICANN, our hands are tied. But thank you, and thanks, JD, for your interest. I hope there are other opportunities.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. Bye, guys, and have a good day. Bye.
Bye, thanks.
Renata, this is Bruna again. So I guess we can move on to another EC. Lu, do you want to jump in? So Louise is jumping in right now.
Hi, everyone. Louise, Marie Urell for the record. It's great to be here. Great to talk to you, Renata. So some things are on the horizon for the European region. And in terms of engagement, I think something that we always talked about a lot is that even though we might strategize on how to engage members, each region has a very particular way of communicating and of engaging within NCUC. And one of the interesting things that kind of pops up in the horizon for the European region is that while some might not engage so much in the regional list, and I think we might think of ways. I think that's one of the points that might be improved for this year is to get greater engagement in the EU list. But I think that's also like part of the characteristic of the region, and I know that's been a thing for previous ECs from this particular region. But aside from that, I think we have some very positive things going on in terms of people from the region engaging in NCUC, and that's the thing. While on the other hand, there's a very active engagement, and especially I'm referring to, if you look at the policy course, we have Dina, we have Claudio, we have Olga, and I think that is kind of a very interesting group of people that have been very engaged in writing and commenting, and also in our capacity building projects, newcomers projects. So I think that is something to note. Also noting in an update for those who are not that are not following, Dina, she just joined the onboarding program with Kathy and myself, which is really great, and just in terms of paying it forward within NCUC, and to just share knowledge and share experience and just build these capacities throughout a newcomer's journey. And I think it goes beyond the idea of newcomer's journey, but just clarifying how we work internally and how NCUC relates to the other constituencies. So I would really highlight that. On the other hand, further on, there's some events that are going to happen throughout this year. First of them, and some have already happened, so we got a great report from Aiden that was over at the Internet Freedom Festival from 5 to March 9th in Valencia, Spain. Together with him, we also had Claudio, and if I'm not mistaken... So yeah, we had Claudio, we had Eduardo Carrillo and Bonface, but from the region, Claudio and Aiden, which is great, and to see this interaction between regions, even though in these events. The other event is the World Summit on Information Society, even though I think we might touch upon that later. Another one is Eurodig, 6 to 7 June in Tallinn. That is something I have been engaging a bit more on the organizational side, have been starting to engage a bit more on the organizational side, and we might think of strategies on how to plan outreach over there. So I think that's a major event on the region. And finally, something to close the year is ICANN 63, which will be from 20 to 26 October this year in Barcelona. So I think we have a very good and an ongoing schedule of events throughout the region and ways of engaging civil society and organizations and civil society organizations in NCUC, and trying to translate it a bit more easily. So I think that's it from the European region, and thank you.
Thank you, Louise.
Thank you. Can I just, Renata, just one very important point is this. Would be good to ask around who will be in WISIS, and I think Nigel Hickson can help on that. And talk about a workshop there, which is on the 22nd. Invite people to join and so on, if you can reach out as well. So, yeah. I am sorry. I think we are very near the end of this meeting. We passed already, right? But I'll just listen to the other EC, and please be brief. And if we have time, I'll go through that document I sent the URL in just 1 minute. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Renata. This is Bruno again. So, Michael or Elsa, do you guys want to take in?
Hi, Michael Karaniklis for the record. There's two major outreach events coming up for North America, and that is RightsCon and the INTA event, the first of which I'm funded to attend with CROP, and the second of which was funded through an allocation from NCSG. RightsCon is a more natural fit for outreach. As some of you know, I'll be doing a booth out there. I received an email in from Arseny, who is also going to be there and is also offered to volunteer. Matt Shears said he might show up. I'm not sure if he still counts as NCUC because he's on the board now, but he's a non-commercial guy. So I'm very optimistic that we'll have a good turnout there. I mean, it's NGOs from all around the world, so it's prime recruiting territory for us. And we also have a session that's going to be done in collaboration with UNESCO, which provides us with a nice profile boost for the session. And it's also going to be very useful in terms of spreading the word. So I'm very optimistic about recruiting possibilities at RightsCon. INTA is a bit of a weirder fit. I was actually, if I'm being candid, kind of surprised when I saw that email come across, because it's basically a intellectual property law conference. So it's mostly going to be lawyers and academics that are active in the IP field. So enemy territory, basically. But the flip side of that is there are going to be professors active on First Amendment issues, intellectual property issues, people that are more of a natural fit for us. I'm not sure. So Rebecca Tushnet, as an example, would you like to? Please. Yeah, please, go ahead.
No. Just jumping in to talk about the INTA. I think it's, even though it's not the first fit, I think we really need academics, people that really dominate this area, such as Rebecca, because, for example, in the RPM's working group, you really need to be an expert to kind of tackle these things. And sometimes we might go for the obvious, more civil society, grassroots kind of events. And I think when we perhaps shift to these specific events, we're targeting also a gap that we are facing within our policy engagement, which needs a lot of expertise. So I would really highlight that. While it's not the first option, we really need people such as Rebecca to just jump in and talk with all of that experience. So,
yeah, I definitely agree. Thanks very much for that. Michael Karanikolas again, for the record. Yeah, I mean, the thing about professors is they have expertise, so they can actually take a lead in policy writing, and they have, they have time. I don't know if, I mean, a lot of them are busy, but they, because they're paid to be in this space, they can do this work as part of their profession, basically, like Milton does. So I do think that that's a very important potential area for outreach. So I'll be doing that along with Kathy and outreach for NCUC to bring more. One of our main aims for going there is to establish programming and research collaborations and to find profs that we can do some projects with. And, hey, let's work together and create this and do some research together or something, which I think is a good way to bring people into the NCUC orbit, is to get them actually on the ground and engaging more directly, and to bring this into their core research part, which I think is key to having them actually firmly established as NCUC contributors. So I do think that that's a good opportunity. More broadly, I think that there is a lot more. I do notice that growth in terms of NCUC membership tends to come much less from North America than from other regions. That's just my impression. Looking at like the applications we get in for mentee slots and for fellowships and that kind of stuff, it seems to be less North America, which suggests to me that there's more that we can do. And my hope is that essentially, with the exception of NGO events like RightsCon, academic settings is the best avenue forward. So reaching out to professors and potentially using them to leverage in their students, I don't know if that's That sounds very coercive, and I didn't mean it that way. But using professors as an avenue to engage with graduate students and the like, I think would be the best avenue forward, because grassroots engagement for North America is not as easy as some other regions. So I think that there's a lot more scope for growth in this region, and I think that would be how we should be approaching it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Sorry, I'm really worried about the time, so I'll be very quick. The spreadsheet has sent some meetings suggestions for all of you. There's also an ICANN 61 spreadsheet with fellows in NextGen. Remember, we didn't have any contact with NextGen. We didn't have a lot of contact with them because they can't be in our outreach because they are in Newcomers Bay. And they are university connected. So please reach out to them, especially our members. And we do have quite a few members here in NextGen. Sorry, I see we are really pressed for time. So I will just listen to the rest of the EC. Thank you.
Hi, Renata again. This is Bruna for the record. Just a quick clarification. Although NextGeners and first-time fellows are not allowed to come to our outreaches, we are going to Newcomers Day, so I'll be doing the NCUC presentation there, so we are not necessarily uncovered in this area. So I guess that apart from being present at Newcomers Day, and Ines is also a booth lead, so she could help us deliver the NCUC message, and I guess both me and Elsa being alumni, we can join the booth at some point and talk about NCUC. Other than that, I wanted to talk about my region, the LAC region. The first point that I would like to highlight is that we need to update the website. The members that are listed at the website, they're quite not, updated. Rafiq might have my phone too. Just do a short.
Okay, Rafiq speaking. Yeah, because it's not, before it was script, that updating from database, but that's broken for now because you are using another database, the common one between NCSG and POC and NCUC. Yeah, so you don't have that anymore, that automatic update. But it's important point because I asked Marianne before. In the GNSO review working group, there was discussion about that public membership, and they asked for each group the list. So I find out that was not the case for, and asked her to create a page or something, at least for now.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. This is Bruna again for the record. So apart from the website, I am in fact aware that this is the website group, the tech group that we sort of formed to resolve this question. And moving on to the LAC updates.
I'm sorry, Bruna. Renata here. I'm sorry, Rafiq, can you repeat? I didn't really get it. So you're saying that on the website, the African members are not the African members we have. Is that right?
No, Renata, sorry. The problem, what Rafiq cleared up for us is that our database is no longer being automatically updated on the website. And this is something that we are sorting out. Is it
clear? Oh, okay. I'll just note as well that because of the whole website database work and so on and so forth, yes, there is some info which isn't very reliable or not complete for us to move forward. But that's why I did all this mapping of all the policy course applicants and the new members as well for you to work. I think urgently with some of these members who have been asking for attention. And when we when we figure out these other routines, we should work with all members too. So we need to design thinking of all members, but please contact, reach out to some of these members that I've mapped already. Thanks. Yeah, just noting that.
Okay. Thank you, Renata. Moving on to the LAC region engagement, we just had a crop application sort of approved. This is something that has been worked on. We are probably going for LACNIC. It's Roxane from the Caribbean region who will be representing NCUC at the LACNIC meeting. We had a short request for clarification with regards to this meeting from ICANN staff, and I would just like to put on the record that both me and Renata are supportive of this application. This is a rather new NCUC member who is willing to engage with the community and represent us there. And I will be probably working with Roxane to improve this application in this session during LACNIC. I am aware that she didn't get her session approved, but we will be definitely doing a follow-up and making sure that her participation in LACNIC is a good one. Apart from that, and before I hand the mic again to Rafiq, I would just like to note that I'm also trying to mapping all the events in the Latin America region. We have LAC IGF coming up, so we don't have a host country yet. The call was still up. There was no country applied apparently. I don't know. But as soon as I have the host country and the dates for the LAC IGF, we will be probably working or thinking on an outreach up there, and the rest of the events in the region. So we have sort of a good membership from the region, and a lot of our members are around there. We have at least three, counting myself, that will be taking the policy course this week. One of them is Leah. Leah Hernandez is from Panama. She's a newcomer and a fellow at this meeting, but she will be helping us with our outreach before the policy forum in Panama later on. And Leah and Ipundatec, who is an organization member, they already offered to hold our outreach. So for me, this is it right now, and I can't compromise on continuing to mapping our members and engaging with them. Thank you.
Don't actually, I put my hand on the Adobe, but I'll just go ahead here. First of all, Renata here. I think it would be good. The ones we have crop going on, which is Africa, LAC, and North America, please try to meet the GSE there on ICANN 61 and speak about these crops and what can we do and what should we be ready for. Another big thing to note in LAC is that LACNIC organizes LAC IGF. It's the major supporter of LAC IGF. So we should definitely have that in mind. LACNIC will be in Panama as well. And so we should have those connections in mind. On the spreadsheet that's on your screen right now, I've noted for the meeting with Leah, in the meeting with Monica Trichet. So Monica, I've noted the LAC Implementation Committee, which has the LAC PDP session. So if GSE is doing this, get involved with PDP session, what are they thinking, what are they doing? And we could probably have a member report that back to us better than an officer, because they will be the target. So, yeah. And Leah, about the outreach event as well, perhaps do a meeting also with GC and others. So yeah, just these notes in general. We also have, I know it's a lot, but we also have some members who are disengaged, and we have to work on re-engagement, like COPENS. I don't know if COPENS is there. So yeah, find those out too, and probably GSC is working on that too, and it can help. It can help. Yeah, Rafik, you wanted to comment on something?
Thank you, Renata. This is Bruno again. I will be indeed talking to both GSC and Leah and Monica and ask them and at whether or not they want to be more engaged with NCUC and how can I be helpful with them to them. So thank you.
Okay. Thanks. No, it's just really a question or a comment. This is Ravik speaking. So because I heard when Bruna, you discussed one of the crop, it seems it's coming from a newcomer. But my question for me, guys, I mean, if you are sending a newcomer to do an outreach, I think he or she needs a lot of support. So do you think really it's a sustainable way to do things? Because just put more work for you at the end. So I have no response for this, but just wondering how you can, what's, you have a plan or idea how you can manage better that, because I remember we give before a crop, and it's some level of work at the end, even if you don't send newcomers. So,
Before you, I don't know if you want to respond to this, Renata, but just clearing up stuff with Rafik right now. Yeah, we had like very few crop applications this time, so we pretty much evaluated and worked with all of them just to see how much we could improve them and if we could improve them in order to approve and give these members the chance to attend the meetings. I do know that Roxanne is a newcomer, but yeah, it's part of the job. I will, and I told Renata this, I will probably be working with her and with the preparation to this meeting, because she has been the selected member to attend.
So for the record, Renata, do you have anything to add before we could talk a bit about the Asia-Pacific region? Renata, are you there? Okay. So by the time Renata's back, I would just like to take the opportunity to talk a bit about the Asia-Pacific region as they see for AP.
Excuse me for interrupting. This is Ozan speaking. I saw Renata's comment in the chat box. She would try to use the mic, but I think the mics for ICANN public meetings are disabled. So if you are trying to do that, you might not be heard in the room, Renata. You might want to keep talking on your mobile phone. Please let me know. Sorry for interrupting.
Thank you, Ozan. Okay. So by the time Renata's knocked in again with the mic, I don't want to repeat the same points that my fellow EC colleagues just mentioned, because most of them are very much in common with the AP region. But I'd like to insist on the point of membership mapping, because in the AP region, like the AP regionalist hasn't been super active. In fact, I was the one who sent the first email to the mailing list from all the EC members that were before us. I think it's key that we keep the context in mind, like Louise mentioned in her part of the call. It's very, very important that we use meetings that are face-to-face, especially in the context of the AP region, more than when it comes to mailing lists and regional ones, whatever it is. There are a couple of upcoming regional events, like the Asia-Pacific Regional IGF and several other events that we could take advantage of in terms of making sure that our members are engaged as much as possible and informed as much as possible about NCUC and making sure that they are representing NCUC in a proper way going forward, and Like, there should be more of a team spirit, and this can only happen if we actually make sure that our membership is mapped properly. Because also to echo what Rafiq talked about in terms of putting so much energy into things that could be done in and of themselves, I think if we map our members properly, whether it's regional or skill-based, things can be much easier for everyone, and there would be more of a spirit of working as NCUC going forward, not just only as NCUC, but also with MPOC, with NCSG. So NCUC as an entity can grow much, much stronger if we make sure that our members are have their skills, their influence, their amount of engagement mapped properly going forward. We do have a lot of active members when it comes to policy, but I really feel like we should make sure to embrace them further into the NCUC and make sure that going forward, we're more connected with them in terms of AP. So in order not to just repeat whatever my colleagues just said here, I thought that it would be best to just put weight on this more than anything else.
Thanks, Elsa. Renata, can you hear me?
Yes, Renata, welcome back. Okay, Renata, Elsa, for the record, we are no longer hearing you if you're saying anything. So we just heard you back, but then you just got off again.
How about now?
Yes, Renata, we can hear you.
Okay, great. this is crazy, guys. I'm with four computers. I spilled water on one of my computers, so yeah, what a day. Anyway, thank you very much also for this update, In the link I sent you, which I would prefer if you keep it non-public, with all the other links, including some which have our member genius and stuff. I would prefer if you just focus on the spreadsheet right now. So we have a couple of, I think, steps to work with our members. Yes, AP is our largest region, actually. We have 150 members. 154 members, I think. And yeah, Rafiq is right. Crop, before we had people doing crop who were PDP co-chairs. So David Cate had a crop for Philippines.
Yeah, it's 122 members, actually.
Yeah,
on the website.
Yeah. Yeah, the database has other number, so it's pretty complicated. But previously we had PDP co-chairs doing crop, and now we have someone who really has been with NCC for about a year or so. And it is challenging, but I guess that's where EC should step up and all of our other members as well. So we do have some other members who are more experienced to support the members who have proposed these crops. Africa as well. I really hope that we have members coming together to help on these actions, because what we do have to have in mind is that they cannot do it alone. Anyway, they cannot do it alone, the working groups. They cannot do it alone, the crop. They have to have our support, GSC support, other members' support. So I'm really focusing on doing this more as study groups and support systems, rather than someone coming and just giving in as a subject matter expert would. A briefing in all the PDPs. It won't happen. We don't have those members applying for crop. Unfortunately, we can have that happening. New members working with veteran members, but that is something that we should first get the new members on places, on spaces, on PDPs, on working groups, and then have them working with the subject matter experts to an event or to an IGF proposal and so on and so forth. That would be my response to your question, Rafik, and also for AP, a large region, large number of members, very different among themselves, but yeah, perhaps we need to work even more on the idea of subgroups and support systems. I really liked that Elsa did, the personal notes to the list. So yeah, it's that. Ping all the members via the main list once in a while. Send them suggestions, send something, a note, whatever you can send. It's your take on something could probably get members to be more involved and to listen to you. And on the policy course applicants, for instance, we have only one. We have Shradeep, who is someone who is already involved in a lot of stuff, organized Nepal School of Internet Governance, organizes Nepal IGF. So some Asia-Pacific members, perhaps also it's good to see them as bridge to other members less engaged. So, for instance, Shahu, who did the Ask NCC project, he's someone who is looking for integration with NCC. He's not like leading India School of Internet Governance. He's a student. So people who are beginning on internet policy could probably be more open to learning about working groups and stuff. So I think Shradeep would be a good bridge to other members as well. But it would be frustrating for us to expect him to lead and outreach action and so on and so forth. So we have to have this dosage as well. Which members are we talking to and what do we want to talk to them about? Yeah? So I hope that helped, that clarified a bit. And I think for Shudeep, Elsa as well. So they are very open, though. The Asia-Pacific events are very open to us. So it would be great to find out how can we collaborate in Nepal SIG, Nepal IGF moving forward as well. And yeah, don't think just because it's a regional event, there would be only, for example, like IGF and Asia-Pacific IGF happening in the same week. And we have a few hands to write all the proposals, so let's try to collaborate on the proposals the best we can. And so this would be a few important points for Asia-Pacific. On the new member survey, we also have some people, for instance, Sabarsh, who was interested in ASEC, but as we know, we have comments coming up, which are important, that one has a view on security. Hanan Khatib, who applied for our NCC Buddy pilot program, and she's someone just finishing up her master's, I think. So it would be great to get her more involved in the future. She is on RPM. Connection that we have there, Krishna and others. Ahmad from India as well. So yeah, on our new member survey, you have a lot of data there about Asia-Pacific members that would be good to work. Abdu as well. So one more thing. that I wanted to say is I looked at our previous documents, EC previous documents of EC meetings for this meeting, so I hope we got all the points, but if I don't, please just tell me and we can go back to the scenes. Have we had all the EC speaking already? Can we go back to the agenda, Ozan?
Sure.
Hi, Renata. We have talked about every single EC's actions, and from this initial discussion, what we are taking from it is that we're all looking into ways of further engaging more members and outreach into new ones. And every single EC has highlighted either meetings or paths that we can go through. So I guess we have sorted out this first point. We have also talked about our policy course, and we shortly spoke about our crop applications. We all agree that we need, if we decide on approving a crop application from a newcomer, either the EC or a more experienced N2C member should work with him on this proposal, just so we do not end up with someone representing us in a way that we would not be glad with. If I could maybe just propose a last AOB, I would very much think of ways of N2C, CN chair receiving complaints and such discussions and questions and criticism or maybe eloquent comments on how good we are. But I would very much like for us to... Yeah, we would love to have to find up to come up with a system of receiving anonymous comments and complaints or questions about the EC and the N2C chair work. And I think this is something that we should be working on up until the end of our term.
Hi, Louise here, okay, just for the record. I'm just going to go really quick here to follow up on what Bruno was saying. I just think is the idea here is not to create double efforts. The idea here is not to think that we need to create new things all the time. But I think the effort here is perhaps for us to critically assess if the mechanisms we have now, they are good, they are... useful, or they are the best ways for us to get some kind of feedback or to get anonymous information circulating from our members pool to the NCUC EC. So I think I just wanted to stress this out because this should not sound as us just trying to make new things, but is just to reviewing what we have until now and seeing if this way of communicating is the best one. So I just wanted to add that to Bruna's point. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Louise. Should we, any other points about this? Anyone else? I don't see anyone on queue. Is Dina after that? Yeah. Oh, okay. I see Dina's comment.
Yes.
On the... Okay. We do have, and this was a topic actually also, which was conjoined meetings. we had a members meeting, we have EC meeting, and we had EC meeting. So we do have, EP meeting. We do have a work team called the EP, which is targeting our online processes and how to improve them. So we have been discussing some stuff there, including our governance routines like documents and stuff and documents which should remain public and documents which should remain private. So for what you're asking about on terms of anonymous correspondence and inquiries, I think there are two ways to go about this. There's one way, which is the personal one-to-one way, which is really building trust and relationship with our members. So asking our members to send stuff or listening from them when they have a concern. It also can be very much relatable to what's the relationship you have with those members. So the regional calls help a lot, and sending stuff to the list help a lot. They want respond, a lot of them on the list. So the lists are, currently they are very unilateral, but it's a culture that we need to develop, this communication culture and this relationship culture with the members to get their voices on something. But yeah, we could have an anonymous system like a Global Leaks customized file form. We do have, however, priorities in each team and things that we need to sort out. So we do have staff as well, so they can send their inquiries to staff, and staff can distribute to chair, to EC when it's appropriate. But I'm not sure if we should have a whole full-fledged platform for now, or just an email. Perhaps we could have just info@ncc.org being used. But this is something that that we can discuss more. So yeah, Dina, can you speak for 18, please? I see your comment on chat.
All right, and Tina Soyalkin is speaking. Can you hear me? Hi, everyone. Yes. And I'm about to run off to Universal Acceptance meeting. So the suggestion you made, the expert suggestion of feedback and giving feedback freely, anonymously, I think it's a very good one. And I think what's good to be aware for the executive committee of the NCUC is perhaps a unified, smart policy, online policy could be good, because also we have an issue of having an intranet, for instance, these rights to certain documents distributed in a smart way. And if we think overall there's a small technical group keeping NCUC independent and keeping the tech staff running, but on the technical group only a handful of people are active and have been a bit tired as well from a lot of volunteer efforts, like Tapani, for instance. So one suggestion would be to dedicate a couple of people to work on all the improvements we need, and they are quite easy to implement, like the feedback, for instance, but the intranet and so on. How do you feel about that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the last question I have for the committee, would you consider possibly hiring someone or compensating someone to do the proper setup? And perhaps there could be a short survey of the volunteers of the tech group, seeing what their competencies are and how much time they put in. Thank you.
Renata, this is Bruno again. Do you want to address it?
Yeah, I just have a comment. We are actually being NCSG is actually doing a roadmap of I should probably say reviewing the contract with the provider who is working to finish our database system. Of course, Rafik, if you wanna chime in on future expectations for this. So as NCC chair, as constituency, part of NCC, we are asked to provide our views on this. But, of course, MPOC also has a voice there. So that's a stakeholder group level discussion as well. On NCC level, I think we could really use our platforms, and I quite like the idea of having a team or responsible for it, and doing a survey to gather impressions and so on. So perhaps we could have one EC and a new team volunteer to work on it. So, Louise, you brought up this suggestion. Would you like to work on it with Dina, our EP volunteer on site, for a feedback platform? Let's call it like this. So, a feedback platform.
Hi, Renata. Thank you. Thank you for raising this point again. I think I was talking to Dina actually here on off, and I really wanted to hear a little bit about how she sees that this might be accomplished. I think we can work in ways perhaps to coordinate this relationship between the EC and the wider membership pool, because I think they're more capacitated people who might have the skills to do that, and we can go back and forward between the EC and the members, or perhaps the selected pool of volunteers if we're looking at a selection. I think it's very flexible at this stage, but I think we first have to think about what kind of method would be good to think about these things. I think Dina was talking about perhaps a survey, but that would be the second part. Can you elaborate a little bit about that? Because I didn't understand the first part that you talked about. So it's just that you were talking about the survey afterwards to kind of get these volunteers, but I didn't understand like the mechanism that you were thinking about, or if you are thinking about a specific mechanism to have this feedback into the EC.
Do you mean these all NCUC constituents or these the tech group specifically?
Yeah, I'll just put some order here on the thoughts, Renata. I'm sharing with you the link to our first constituency review questionnaire. So, for instance, our constituency review is when we present to NCSC, or even now we have, you know, we have a board organizational effectiveness committee who is and Louise meant the tech group. Yeah, but let me just quickly go through this. So we have to respond on our organizational and effectiveness as well. So the link on the constituency review gives you a bit of all. Do you have public documents? Do you have channels for communication and so on? So think about that. But yeah, Dean, address the point there from a team perspective, please.
Renata, hi. Louise here again. I'm looking at the constituency review document, and I know we're kind of like sidetracking a bit, but I was just wondering, I see this is from last year, so what we have to do this again, is it ongoing, when we have to perhaps fill it, is there a timeline? I'm just asking because I personally haven't seen this document before, so I was just wondering. Thank you.
Yeah, it's periodical, and I think Buffy can probably answer better what's the timeline of this. But I think this is something we should be ready to respond when discussing things such as feedback and public or non-public documents. So we are going to be asked on that on broader terms. So what does NCC do, and how is NCC communication and feedback with members? Yeah, so that's why I shared this document, just to have a background for this discussion. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Renata.
If nobody else has any questions, I think we can adjourn the call for today, Renata. Do we agree on
that? I think Dina wanted to... I think Dina wanted to speak from the ET perspective on the survey.
Just to shortly add, if Bruna and Renate agree that the feedback is a go, just tell us what feedback would you like, and then we can implement it quickly and easily.
Thank you very much, Dina. So I guess another outcome of this is that EC and the chair will discuss and further develop this initiative, and then we'll report back to Dina.
Great. We do have, so time check, we have 10 minutes?
Yeah, Renata, we have 10 more minutes, but we were wondering on joining the call right now and getting ready for our next outreach.
Okay. Let me just, sorry guys, but let's just, I'm on another computer, so that's why I'm taking a few more time, but the Icon 61 fellows and next gen thing, you have tabs there for fellows and PC members, fellows of organizations, next gen of organizations, and policy codes, yeah? So the fellows of organizations, there are some fellows that will be in our next outreach, and they did not sign up to talk about their organization, but please invite them. Yeah, so Carlos Lucena is from a Brazilian Lawyers Organization Commission, so could be good to talk about what does that organization does. That is a civil society organization. I know, Bruna, you are also very familiar with it. But it would be good to have our fellow speaking about his work there. Some of this is not quite correct. It's the other Monica who's from Access Now. Nicholas, who can speak to Latinx Civil Society projects, like the project in Haiti where they include more women in internet policy and in a professional capacity building program. She reaps from Youth for Rights. We don't have any youth organizations speaking at our civil society organization roundtable, and I know all of you have knowledge or are connected to youth organizations, so please invite someone to speak as well. And yeah, many people are from Isaac. We have a Isaac Puerto Rico being the host of the house. But some Isaac are involved in some very specific projects. So Isaac Guyana is involved in the task force for community connectivity in Caribbean, so they can speak about that project. So yeah, be more creative in our upcoming outreach and invite people who are there to speak about their organizations. And also in the next one, and when we have the first block of NCC outreach itself, I think we have done something very different right now, that we ask fellows to talk about their work. I don't know if we'll have any fellows there again, I hope we can do that, yeah? Do you have any questions, any points about our upcoming outreach?
No, Renata, not on my behalf, and I guess we're all very much on the same note on these outreaches. We're all, like, getting ready. We have to change rooms, and it's starting at 10:30. So, yeah, we have an outreach with NPOC and proper NCUC outreach later on. And at the end of the day, an outreach with the ALEC, which the five of us are looking forward to, the three of them. And, yeah.
Thank you, Renata.
Okay, so thank you.
Thank you very much, Renata. See you in a few. We are adjourning this call right now. Thank you very much, Ozan, for helping us. And if we could stop the recording, please.